100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
So where is a good place to start?
I mean, I think just being willing to have an open conversation with the people that can give you the right kind of guidance is probably the first start. And of course, having a meeting with a financial professional is that. Communication and planning and just being willing to address these issues before they get away from you. So it's probably the best advice.
You know, a budget, probably setting up a budget is probably a good first one. Do you have conversations with couples where, you need to discuss, are you combining finances or are you having, you know, a joint checking, joint savings? Does it get that far into conversations or are those tips and tricks you just offer in general?
Yeah, I mean, those are obviously just general good pieces of financial advice. You know, every person is different. You can sense a different degree of openness when it comes to, you know, how far you can take that conversation. But yeah, those are generally good ideas for people that are just getting started. I mean, my kids are, they're not getting in the process of getting married, but they're at that age where a lot of folks are. And I enjoy working with people that are at that age. What I try to impress on them is that your financial life is never going to be easier to organize than it is at the beginning. And, you know, those of us that are at different stages of life know that things start coming at you fast and unexpectedly as time goes on and different eras move on. Boy, right in the beginning is a good time to just identify the important areas, know what percentages of your income should go towards certain things, get a handle on your debt.
Well, that's the other thing, debt. I mean, if you think about this, two young people, let's just say you're in your early 20s, you're coming out of maybe college, you may have loan debt, and now you're marrying this other person that's got some loan debt, and now you're getting married, and now this is our debt. I mean, that can be a heavy conversation.
It can, and oftentimes those things are combined with maybe people that age still have some ties to their parents and their family and, you know, car ownership and car loans and different things. But again, it's never going to be easier. It's never going to be more clear cut than when you're at that stage. You know, we are seeing folks getting married at a little later age now. You know, years and years ago, you'd be married right out of college or sometimes even in college. But now folks are 28, 30 years old sometimes. They've tried to sort out their personal and professional lives before they get married and start a family. And they've got a car loan and they maybe have some credit card debt and things like that. So there are a few more elements now than maybe there were years ago, but it's still never going to be easier than at the beginning.